What can parents do to help children get ready for their first day at school? The first day of school is very important, especially for teenagers, so there are many things that parents can do to help their children prepare. In China, school days are much longer than in some other countries. It's very important for children to have enough energy to concentrate all day, so parents can prepare a healthy, nutritious breakfast for their child. Many children can be quite forgetful, especially when they have just woken up, so parents can help to make sure they don't forget something important like textbooks or a sports kit by reminding them in the morning before they leave. To reduce stress, parents can make sure their child wakes up early so that they don't have to rush or worrying about being late, and they could also give some advice about how to make friends in the car on the way to school. How do children benefit from starting school? Everybody knows that going to school is essential for children to learn the knowledge they need to pass their exams and have successful careers when they become adults. Another important thing that starting school can help with is social interaction. Many children may only have limited experience dealing with other children before they go to school, but learning how to behave in a group, how to resolve conflict, how to communicate effectively, and how to make friends are extremely important life skills that everybody needs to learn. Having strong interpersonal skills is one of the most crucial traits for leaders and is something that starts at school. Why is starting school difficult for some children? Starting school can be extremely difficult for some children for many different reasons. As the saying goes, children can be cruel, especially to somebody who is different from everybody else. For example, children who have a disability or look physically different may be treated differently by their classmates or even their teachers. Kids who speak with a different accent or perform badly in exams might get laughed at or even bullied. Some children might be very shy or have a learning disorder, and this might make it difficult for them to make friends or follow what the teacher is saying. Some children may not enjoy studying at all, and this can make going to school very tiresome or challenging. What are the advantages and disadvantages for workers who often change their job? According to a study I read, people who change jobs regularly actually make more money than people who stay at the same job for a long time. This is because when they receive a job offer, they can negotiate their salary. So if they start many new jobs, they can try to negotiate a higher salary every time. Another advantage is that people who do a variety of different jobs can learn more skills than those who stay in the same job. This can give them a competitive advantage when they go for a promotion or apply for higher positions in the future. On the other hand, people who often change jobs don't have enough time to build strong relationships with their colleagues. Having a positive relationship with your workmates can make work more enjoyable and motivating, but people who jump from company to company every few months may never experience this job satisfaction.